are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, and you have entered The Power Zone with DU. Happy February, all. Love is in the air as we are approaching Valentine's Day. I've been talking about our special guest for the month of February, and I will not disappoint on this evening. We have an extraordinary lineup for you on this show specific to Valentine's Day and love. So get ready, listeners. Now, if you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. We appreciate you. We want you to check out our episode page and listen to our archive shows. There you will find great subject matter as it relates to entrepreneurship, inspiration, public speaking, tools for getting your child through the systems of Department of Education. There's a slew of resources in our archives. We invite you to listen during your commute. However you can get in the Power Zone, we want you to do just that. And then pass the word and tell your networks via Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram that the Power Zone is the place to be Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Now, for our returning listeners, we can't forget about you. Thank you for returning. We appreciate you, and we want you back next week, and we ask that you continue to spread the word about the Power Zone with DU. We're going to go out on a little break, family, and when we return, I will speak to the topic for the evening. We'll be right back after this break. Ladies, have you ever wondered, upon setting eyes on another woman, where did she get her jewelry? Well, you too can have that gorgeous and fabulous handcrafted fashion jewelry to accessorize your casual and formal outfit. Dinas Jewelry is the place to shop for necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. They are available for home shows, events, and consultations. You can reach Dinas Jewelry at dinasjewelry.com or contact them at 917-945-2286. Also, check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dinas Jewelry. Experience Dinas Jewelry, the feel-good jewelry.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, and we are discussing love. Yes, love is in the air. I am overjoyed with the guest that I have on the call for this evening. I'll tell you, family, just as the Power Zone with DU is a component of Darlene's Utopia, a company created to motivate, inspire, and help individuals elevate to their highest level of potential personally and professionally, DU's Conversation Series is another component of Darlene's Utopia that does just the same, but it's specific to relationships. A couple of years ago, I decided that I wanted to do some self-exploration of who I was as a woman to be a better person. I wanted to be better as it related to relationships. And I picked up a book, and I'll speak a little bit more about it later on, but it was Hill Harper's book, The Conversation. And within that book, it opened my eyes up to the fact that I wasn't alone. There were many people like me in the world that were looking for others that they could relate to discuss various elements of relationships, to then be better, to be better as individuals and to be better partners. As a result of that, I began what was called DU's Conversation Series. And this series brought men and women together, clergy, authors, sex specialists, politicians, just people that really wanted to tap in on a subject matter and hold healthy dialogue about relationships together. We came together and we discussed it. We talked about the good, bad, and indifferent of relationships. And I am forever grateful of each and every segment of the Conversation Series with DU. It was great times. I invite you, family, and I'll say it throughout this episode, to log on to Darlene's Utopia, and there you can learn more about DU's Conversation Series, as well as check out some of our shows on our YouTube page. There you'll find just a slew of episodes with great guests, and we're having great conversation. That said, throughout my experiences, I have met some dynamic individuals, and I, through a whole lot of planning, got them together to join us on this evening. I'm bringing the best of best, and as I always say, if they're important to me, I want them to be equally as important to you all and for you guys to experience what I have experienced as it relates to my transformations in relationships, just understanding who I was as a woman, what it was to be in a healthy relationship, what it is to have great friends, because a relationship is not always about a man and a woman, but having great friends, having great business partners, knowing how to communicate, what your values are. We're going to speak about all of those things on the call for this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you my very special guest, my returning family of the Conversation Series with DU, Stephen and Tina King of Complete Chocolate Couples, Bill Foster of Real Talk Chronicles, and Renee Daniel Flagler, renowned author and motivational speaker. Welcome to the Power Zone, family.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. Hi, how are you?
It's exactly going down on the Power Zone tonight. It's been a long time. It's actually been approximately 5 to 6 years, family.
Wow. Long time.
That's a long time. A lot has happened. We've changed some lives. I've been doing some research just from the very first show to present. People have gotten married, have kids, are engaged, on second relationships, third and fourth. There's been a lot of great things out of just good conversations about relationships. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, after that, all that, I don't know. That's a good one.
Obviously a lot, right? A lot going on.
Yeah.
Let me share with the family about the power of networking. I've been having a lot of conversations on the Power Zone about networking personally and professionally, and how when you meet somebody, it's so important to establish relationships just on a communication level before you can advance and talk about business. And I've actually found that in each of you. We establish great relationships before we move to business, and I consider all of you to be dear friends. Have you found that to be the same in your own respective businesses outside of the whole relationship thing? Because we're all gurus in our own right. Family, we're going to get into it. I mean, we got, and I affectionately call them the Will and Jada of the NYC and the NJ. Oh. We're going to talk about them. And Ms. Flagler, and definitely the president, Mr. Forster. But relationships, you all have great relationships. Can we talk about that?
Well, you know, this is Steve, Darlene. And before I even start, I want to say we are so appreciative and grateful for your friendship, you know, more than just, you know, networking with you. You know, remember on the rooftop, and I believe it was an event that we met. And, you know, because of you, we've met so many other phenomenal folks. So we just appreciate and we're very grateful for your friendship. We totally believe that, you know, the biggest and the most important resource in the world is the human resource. Like, we all need each other. And we feel that there's really no coincidence. Whoever crosses your path, we believe is there to enhance you and push you forward. Now, whether you're ready to receive, you know, the manner in which they're ready to push you forward is a whole different story. But if you're in a good space, you can find the good in anyone that crosses your path.
It is true. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing it and welcome. And I appreciate you, my brother, and all of the good work. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I value you as well.
If I may jump in, I just want to piggyback on what Mr. King said. It is so true. This networking, the reason I know Darlene is because of Tina and Steven. And it's a beautiful thing when great connections work and when they last. It's great to be able to say, wow, it's been 5 or 6 years, and these are connections that I truly value, that I know that even if I don't speak to any of you every day, every other day, or even every month, that I can call on you and say, hey, this is going on. And that's a fabulous thing. So the value of connection, you know, you can make connections all the time, but the value of connection is everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Flagler. Indeed. Mr. Forster?
I concur with everybody. Statement, you know, the beautiful thing about connection is that we are all doing something positive for the empowerment of people, not just our people, but just people in general, where Steve and Tina have relationships and things of that magnitude. You and I are kind of on a similar page. I've kind of changed real talk, and not just talk about relationships, but just talk about everything that's real in the United States of America because of my prior law enforcement background, just things that are affecting people of today. But the relationships that I have with everybody on this phone, that we can call each other and ask for support, and it just comes naturally. You know, you can ask me, Tina, Steve, darling, you know, you call me, you ask me about something, the first thing I'll say is, what can I do? What do you need?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful thing about this relationship, that the connection, that the commitment that we're all putting forth. And when you're around beautiful people, just beautiful things happen.
Yes, yes.
And that's what I enjoy about being a part of anything that anybody on this panel, on this phone conversation is doing. That if I can help you, then I'm all for it.
Thank you. Well said, Ms. King.
Yes, yes. I can only agree. I agree with everyone else. I'm a huge believer in, you know, you don't just cross someone's path by chance, like Steven said. I mean, what I'm learning to do is, even when I'm not sure why someone may have been, someone might be in my path, I try to find the good in that situation and figure out how can we help each other. So sometimes you meet people and you have no idea why or how this even happened. But then the next thing you know, they're a business contact, or they may be just a good friend, or you may be an ear for them. You just never know. And I'm grateful to have met each one of you. Darlene, you know, you and I, we talk offline, you know, a lot, and we vibe, and, you know, it turns into more than just, you know, after a while, it turns into more than just a business connection. It can become a personal connection. And you just never know, you know, when you're going to meet someone with such a great spirit and just to keep in your life forever. So I do appreciate the opportunity to meet people that we've met and, you know, to be connected with you guys as well.
I will say that you all have opened my eyes to a whole new world coming out to events with all of you. You're loved. People admire you. They look up to you. You inspire. So that's a great thing. And it's beyond. We make jokes about Harlem and Brooklyn, but it's really beyond. You guys are exceeding, you know, your bubbles and just doing big things. So congratulations to you in that regard.
Thank you.
You have some amazing people and family. I invite you to go on, if you haven't already, to check out the Conversation series. You can reach that via Darlene's Utopias page. And I want you to check out the footage. We have around 16, 17 episodes of just great topics and conversation relevant to relationships. One of the things for me where I've grown is in my philanthropy and my Renee, if you can recall, we did a segment on family, the take back, putting family back on the map. You all were actually there, Stephen and Tina. Bill, I believe you were out for that episode too, correct?
Right. I think I was. Yes, I was.
You were out for that episode. And it's more than that. People often say, well, are you just going to talk about relationships? And I say, no, we're not just talking about relationships, a man and a woman. We're speaking about family. We're speaking about community. We're expanding our thoughts. We're trying to make a difference about with society overall, not just a concentration of a man and a woman in a relationship. Have you felt that you expanded from when you first started Complete Chocolate Couple, Stephen and Tina?
Oh, yes.
Well, I believe yes, because Complete Chocolate Couple started out actually for selfish reasons. Tina and I had gotten married, and although we knew a lot of people individually and some collectively, we didn't have very many couples that were kind of in the same mindset that we were. So we wanted to create, you know, an arena where like-minded couples can hang out as couples and kind of build together. And it started as that. We've developed some really, really close and valuable friendships from that. As time went on, you know, it just grew organically, because we would sit around at these social events, dinner, you know, dancing, movies, whatever, and we would have these conversations, and we would find that all couples go through the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody
started to feel like a support
system. Same thing. Correct.
Yeah.
And then from that, you know, we decided, hey, we need to create a forum where we can talk about these issues that most people don't want to talk about but need to talk about, you know, so they can realize that they're not the only ones going through it, first of all, you know what I mean? And more importantly, they can get information from people who have gotten through what they're going through, you know what I mean?
And in a comfortable environment, you know.
Correct.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I was just going to say, you know, a comfortable environment was key, because you have a lot of people that, you know, you're hanging out with, you know, with others, and you kind of, you don't tell your problems, of course. You don't want to go to a dinner table and start telling about the fight that you had on the way to the restaurant, of course. But what you do is you develop, like Stephen said, these friendships and a comfortable platform to kind of, once you start seeing that everyone is pretty much going through or have gone through the same thing, you want to let a little bit more go. And we find a lot of couples have opened up to certain things that they were going through, whether it be, you know, in like a forum, you know, with the other couples, or if it was a private thing. And we became certified relationship coaches. So at that time, we were able to kind of go off, you know, one-on-one with the couples and kind of get really down deep into some of their issues. But for the most part, many of our couples, they're not embarrassed to talk about, you know, certain things that they're going through, because it's almost like it becomes one big happy family at these meetups. So that was very important for us, that we created that type of environment for people to feel comfortable with who they are, you know?
Yeah. And to say one thing really quick to let the other guests elaborate, you know, one of the most important ways that we were able to create kind of a safe space for, you know, our friends, not just other couples, was transparency. You know, you joke and you call us the Will and Jada, but sometimes we fight like Jamie Foxx and what you call him in any given Sunday. We be having some knockdown dragouts. So, you know, we let people know we just like you. You know what I mean? We just have some training on how to get through. But on any given Sunday, I could get smacked up top the side of my head.
It's about learning. And it's about learning how to, you know, it's not so much about what you're fighting about. It's learning about how to resolve it, how quickly you can resolve it. You know, the tools. Everyone's going to fight, right? Everyone has, you know, stats. But it's how do you get through them is what, you know, determines.
Get through it quickly, not let it fester. But I think that opened up, you know, the trust level with people that, oh, they're not up here. They're just like us. So, and a lot of times when we're having coaching sessions, we share our experiences because that's really the only way that people can identify. You know, they don't want to think that, you know, well, you've never gone through this, so you can't understand. No, we went through that too, but this is how we got through it.
Transparency is extremely important, and thank you for sharing that, because when you can show your wounds, other people feel comfortable, like you're saying, and then that's when the change can occur. That's when the healing can occur, because then they too can be transparent. That is so important. You don't win like a whole 5-10 minutes in season. We're gonna dive into that a little bit more. Thank you. Miss Flagler, and I have to acknowledge the mister. Shout out to the mister. I love when he comes out to the event. You tell him I need him out for 2016. When Mr. Flagler comes out, we are going to have some great conversation. Please give my regards to him. He just sits back and he gets ready. And then when he gets started, we actually have him on one of the series. I have him up here. I have him up here. He says some great, he says things that people want to say but will not say, but it's articulate, it's to the point, and then he'll drop the mic and walk away. I love it.
That is his signature. There is no focus. It all comes from the heart.
But I love him. I love you. I was thinking, Renee, when is the first time that we met? And it's actually, you are a guest on Complete Chocolate Couples, and I hit you up right after the show. I inboxed you, and it's been, like, beautiful ever since. I stepped back and I said, that was the first time we met. So dive in, Renee. What's your take right now? You've been married for years upon years upon years. Great relationship. Congratulations for the renewal of your vows. A beautiful couple. What's it all about to you?
A lot of what Tina and Stephen have already said, that we have just celebrated 20 years. Yes, I got married when I was like 12. But
wow.
Exactly.
And we've had our shares of ups and downs and everything. And it's like they said, no couple gets to 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, 25 years without going through some stuff. I mean, you have to go through some stuff. But there are some things that you need to have in order to get through the stuff. Now, the easy part is getting married and being happy, but, you know, are you able to stick it out? Can you love your partner through the pain? Can you love your partner when they get on your nerve and you want to slap them upside their head? So what's the common ground? So what a lot of things that they said was key, and what I actually got again from them is strategy. People, we don't have tools. We don't have strategies, and we don't apply that to relationships. So just like you need tools and maturity in every other area of life in order to be able to get through things or, you know, to be able to deal with things, you need tools in your relationship. What tools do you go to, do you default to when you're arguing about a certain thing or whatever? You know, what type of common goals have you come together? We make goals for everything in the world, every single January, we got resolutions that we don't keep. We got, you know, we have career goals. And how many people actually sit down and make relationship goals? How many times do you sit down with your significant other and say, what are our goals for this year? What are our goals for the next 6 months? What are our long-term goals? Where do we want to be in 5 years? Where do we want to be in 10 years? And you know what they say about planning. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. And it makes sense to have relationship goals, to make sense to have check-in. When you make a goal, you check your list and see where you are and how far you've gotten, where you become. And if you need to make adjustments, you'll make adjustments. We need to do that with our relationships also. But the key, too, is you can't do any of that if you don't have the willingness. You, the two of you have to be committed enough to be willing to go through what you have to go through in order to get to the finish line. You have to be willing.
Yeah.
You have to be two willing partners that, of course, love each other, but you got to be willing to say, no matter what we deal with, we know we can get through. I'm willing to do the work because it's not always easy. I'm willing to do the work,
yes,
in order to make this thing work. So you got to be willing to do it. The reason Tina and Steve are so successful is because they're willing to do the work. They're willing to, when she gets upset enough to pop him upside his head, you know, maybe he's got to eat something and say, you know what, I was wrong, baby. All right, go ahead, pop me again and we're going to call it a night. You know, whatever it has to be, there has to be a willingness. If there's no willingness by both parties to do the work, to make it work, then you've got a problem. Not even the strategies are going to really help you, or the tools, because if you're not willing, you're not going to utilize it.
Well said. Yeah. Thank you very much, Renee. On that, we're going to go out on the song of the show. And usually I ask my guests to pick a song that motivates them and to explain why, but because we cannot go through 4 songs on a Power Zone this evening, I chose one, and hopefully you all will enjoy it on the call this evening. We're going to go out on Glow of Love by Change featuring Luther Vandross. We'll be right back, family, after the break.
It's a pleasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. Smiling faces go. It's a wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow.
Here it, love, love.
dreaming of the splendor of it all. We're surrounded and abounded, summer, spring, winter, and fall. All the people meeting, people laughing, dancing till the dawn. And we'll always be like this, flowing in the glow of love. Time will always be our friend. Reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent. Making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us. We will always reminisce, kissing in the glow of love. When you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love.
Yeah. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with your host, Darlene A. Anderson. And I am here with Mr. Bill Foster of Real Talk Chronicles, Stephen and Tina King, a complete chocolate couple, and renowned author Renee Daniel Flagler. Welcome back to the call, family.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. You're very much welcome. Renee, before the break, you mentioned strategies, and I sat back and I'm like, wow, yes, 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 yes. I definitely wanted to dive right back into that. The conversation series for me, I began the series, and I speak about this a lot throughout the shows, back in 2010 when I read Hill Harper's book, The Conversation. And I said, wow, similar to what Stephen and Tina were speaking to, I'm not the only one that's going through this. Other people are going through the same things that I'm going through, and I want to speak to them and learn how they've gotten past that hump. Unfortunately, the gentleman that I was with, he and I did not continue our relationship. Great friends now. We both grown throughout the years. We were young, together 16, 17 years. That's a relationship. That's a marriage for most people. We didn't go into it properly, and we kind of grew with one another and decided that it wouldn't work. But in that, the conversation series helped me to get the tools and to prepare me to, one, be a better woman for myself, because we're always talking about you cannot go into something broken. You can't go into something half. You have to be 100%. You cannot look for a 50. You have to be 100 plus and find somebody that's 100 plus, so you guys will make 200 plus. And I needed to take that time for myself. And in doing that now, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm dating, I'm with an amazing, nope, he'll get me. I take that back, baby. I take that back. I am not dating. I'm in an exclusive relationship with a gentleman. Exclusive relationship that I'm extremely happy with. And we're working towards a lifetime together. Had it not been for the conversation series and taking the time and knowing people like Bill, like Steven, like Tina, like Renee, I don't know if I would be in this place right now to be comfortable with Darlene and to move forward. So those strategies, it starts before you even get into a relationship. I love that Renee speaks about core values a lot. Core values, my core values. I have core values. I didn't know if I had core values 6 years ago. I didn't know what core values were for me until I started hearing you say, what are your core values? So those are important things people have to understand. The strategies in a relationship, but you got to be in a relationship with yourself also prior to being with somebody. So I just wanted to kind of dive into that and say thank you for sharing that, Renee. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Mr. Forster?
Yes, ma'am.
What say you, sir? I know that Real Talk Chronicles is preparing for 2016. Will you be presenting series on relationships? Or will we be going into community? I know you're doing a lot of community work out in Harlem, correct?
Yes, yes, I am. And that, to be honest with you, I'm doing a lot of community stuff all over the city and the state. I was in Maryland doing some stuff out there. You know, just to piggyback on what everybody was saying, how things came to fruition for me, Real Talk started on the fact of my mother passing and knowing that I needed some kind of therapy. What I did is I got a bunch of friends together, and we just started conversing about our upbringing because the relationship starts with the parent or whomever raised you. So with that, I transcended, and it just, because the relationship of watching my mother and father, mother, father, whomever, it made me the man that I am. I'm like my father. I'm like my mother. So when something happens in a relationship, I know, okay, that's why Bill does this. That's why he's this way. And things of that magnitude, why the women I date, and I'm sure why the women that date me. You know, everything is it's a visual, too, you know, along with the style. Everybody who knows me always knows, Bill always talking, I love me first. So, I, you know, I hear it all about the compromises and the things, and you know, it's hard. I'm sure relationships, the panel can talk about relationships and dates, and being in a relationship. I can talk about how to get into a relationship. I can't say I can talk about how to stay in one because I, I haven't mastered that yet because people always tease me about keeping my sneakers at the door. But 2016, what holds for Real Talk Chronicles is that I'm coming back stronger and better as I evolve as a host, as a person that brings a light to a table. Like I said, I'm trying to cover every gamut that is out there, from the music industry and interviewing music people and artists and talking about their careers, talking about getting law enforcement together, trying to start something, a dialogue where I have white officers and black officers and Latin officers, and we can sit down and talk about their plight, what they see from the law enforcement aspect, what they see from a cultural aspect. Also, my take on it from being in prior law enforcement, still staying within the relationship because people still want to talk about how come the he's and the she's, but also want to delve into how to keep our youth from being incarcerated.
And I'm excited. You know I love Real Talk Chronicles.
Yeah, thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. I do. I have a good time. I wish we could have had Shawnee the Peacock on the call, but Shawnee will be joining us later on because Shawnee and Bill together, they get together and start talking. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, please tell her.
I will give my regards to her as for you. As we are all entrepreneurs, small business owners, big business owners for some of us, doing amazing things, I wanted to talk on, and we discussed this frequently throughout the conversation series, the whole personal and professional, because although in your respective lives, you're working with people, you're being transparent, there are boundaries. There's a bit of, okay, this is our personal life. This is Stephen and Tina complete other couples. This is Stephen and Tina when we go home, and it has to be a cutoff. This is Renee, the author, but this is Renee, the wife. This is Bill, but then behind closed doors, there was a different type of way. How do you find that is it easy or is it hard to maintain those boundaries? And also, and Bill, maybe you can speak to this too, because it's different when you're dating or you're single, you're not dating, versus when you're in a relationship. So the married people first, what is it like for you creating boundaries?
Well, for me, sometimes, it takes a lot of, sitting down and planning. Renee mentioned about planning and relationship goals. And that was key because before, again, when we started Complete Chocolate Couples, we didn't expect for it to grow the way it did. We said, okay, wait a minute now. We have coaching. For instance, we're working. We do coaching in the evenings a few nights a week. It's tough when he gets in later than I do, and then we got a call from 9 to 10, and then if he didn't have a chance to grab dinner, he has to eat at 10. So it's just a matter of planning. How many nights are we going to do the coaching? How many nights are we going to do this? So I would just say putting everything together, having that conversation. Stephen and I have business meetings once a week where we sit down for an hour and discuss things from bills to business and what we're doing for Valentine's Day, like whatever it is, we sit and we put everything down, we put it in our calendars and we map it out. So I think proper planning is what helps us to kind of navigate the business and, and the marriage. And, and again, I'm not saying that if we say, okay, we're not going to talk about business. It's not like we say, okay, after 10 o'clock, we're not discussing any business, because who knows? Someone may come up with an idea, later, and we have to bring it up. So we can kind of blend it in a little bit, but know when to not let it take over us. You understand what I'm saying? It's very easy, especially when you're in business together, to let that take over everything. And then all of a sudden, yes. Every phone call is, did you do this? Did you do that? Oh, okay, did you call the people? No. So sometimes, and we fell into that trap. Remember, Stephen, we fell into that trap where every phone call, it went from the calls during the day, hey, I love you, hey, I just wanted to say hi, turned into, hey, did you call the car dealership? All right, did you do this? Oh, did you check the bank account? Like, it turned into that until I said, listen, no, I don't want to talk about business. So then again, setting those boundaries. So I think it's just a matter of proper planning and working together to make sure it doesn't blend. Stephen?
Well, I'll speak to the other aspect of boundaries with other folks. And it took us to kind of learn our lesson. In the beginning, like Tina and I really started this not for money. We started it because it was a passion. And we found that, all the information that we were absorbing was not only to help others, but it was helping improve our relationship. So, you kind of want to go out and you want to help the world. And then you find that people kind of didn't really respect our profession, if you will, and we would set up calls and they wouldn't show or, they would call in late. And it took a couple of times for us to realize that, we starting to feel like suckers.
He was like, there's no other way of saying it. We just suck.
I'm from Harlem. Listen.
Yeah, we feel a certain way about that. Exactly. Yeah.
So it took us, because we weren't, we were rookies in the whole coaching game, and I guess it was just us going through our bumps and bruises to realize.
Trying to help a friend and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and it was through those bumps and bruises that we were able to formulate boundaries and like, no, this is it. This is the time. If you're a paying client, then we need that money up front because, if you just back out, that could be a slot that we could have filled with somebody else. So, there is that compassion that you have, but you also have to keep in mind that it is a business and you have to respect it as a business. And like Tina said, there's time for business meetings and then there's just time for us, to sit back, relax, and chill.
Thank you. I love it. Renee, who I will tell our listeners, Renee, I had the pleasure of doing some coaching through Mrs. Flagler, Renee was actually my marketing consultant, my coach, and she whipped me. I was never the same after working with Renee, but she opened my eyes up to a lot of things that, Stephen, you have just spoken to. Tina, I can relate to what you're saying on the other note. We'll get back to that. But, Renee, I know you can make reference to what Stephen said as well, correct? The boundaries when it comes to business.
Boundaries are extremely important, and that's because, especially when you are an entrepreneur that does some type of work that you absolutely love, it's very easy to kind of get lost in that and to blow through boundaries because you don't, you know, you're enjoying what you're doing. And in a relationship, you have to respect those boundaries in order to avoid taking either yourself or your partner for granted. And you have to create a certain balance. Fortunately, very early on, I got the advice of one of my mentors, Aziz Adetamarin. He is the publisher, creator and the publisher of the Network Journal magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me very early on, he said, when it comes to pursuing your dream or your passion, he said, remember to include your partner in the process so that they don't feel like they've been set aside. And I was thankful for that. You know, I didn't, you know, he wasn't interested in writing books or anything, but I wanted to be sure that I shared my successes with him, the ups and downs, and pull him into that so that he didn't look at this, what I wanted to do and my passion, as something that was taking time away from him. And I've seen it done. I've seen situations where a person's passion was resented by their spouse. So instead of them coming together to be supportive of one another's passions or business or whatever endeavors that they were involved in, it went the opposite way. It became that thing that she does or he does is taking away time from me, and they considered it robbery, and it has literally torn apart several relationships that I've actually witnessed. So I was thankful for that bit of advice because I tried my best to be very aware and very conscious of not blowing through boundaries and not taking my partner for granted in the process. And I show appreciation for the fact that he is so supportive of my dreams and my passion and that he doesn't consider it robbery when I do need to kind of, you know, if I have a deadline coming in. Yes, I usually would stop working at a certain time when I'm home and, you know, dedicate and be the wife or be the mom. But yes, there are times where it's like, okay, I've got a deadline and I gotta work it around the clock. And, you know, he'll close the door and like, leave mommy alone. You want some food? Come to me. You know, I got this. So he is my partner in this process. But it is definitely something that you have to be conscious of on a consistent basis. And it doesn't just apply to that relationship. It applies to every relationship that you are a part of. I am a wife. I am a mother. I am a friend. I am a sister. And you have the balances not just for them, but it's for you also, you know, so that you can have the fullness and the richness of life and the relationships that you have. You know, it's easy to get caught up, but it really, you don't want to get so caught up that you sacrifice. And the last thing you want to turn around and look at and say, you know, I've marked off my list and I've achieved all my goals in life. But when you look in the wake of achieving all those goals, you have nobody in your corner because you sacrifice everything to kind of get there. If it takes me a little longer, right, and you're depleted. If it takes me a little longer and I can enjoy the richness of all of my relationships on the way, then I'll take that extra time to do it because those boundaries are important. And personally, the boundaries are important because you need these other aspects of yourself to be a whole person, to not get burned out no matter how much you love what you do, and to be able to replenish yourself, your mind, your body, and to just be complete. But it's true, though. I have literally said, you know what, tonight I need to you know, like he's given so much and he's shared me so much with my passion and everything else or whatever. And I may not always work, because like you said, we're all not perfect, but I made it this far and we're still looking towards the future. So, you know, there are times where I will sense like, okay, I need to set some boundaries or whatever, or I need to, you know, respect these boundaries, or I need to maybe add a little balance here, where he's giving me that room that I need to do what I have to do as an entrepreneur and those extra days and times or whatever. But then you can start sensing, you know, if you're connected with your partner, you can start sensing where at times they're like, okay, I know what you got to do, but, you know, I'm here. Like, hey, you know, I might need some attention right now. And he's not like an attention monger or whatever, but I'll sense that. And those are those times where it's like, you know what, I'm going to put this aside. If I have to work an extra hour on a day that he's not here, then fine. I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to focus on being his wife right now.
What's that? And I know our listeners are getting a lot of nuggets on the call. This is great stuff right here. So for our listeners, you got to learn your mate, learn that your mate needs your time too, not just your project. You have to be in tune and give attention to your significant other. Tina, I love what you said about the whole, you can easily go into that task mode, especially when you have someone that's like you, ride or die, you're a lion, they're a lion. You guys have your goals, your strategies, and you're making it happen. But sometimes everything can become work, work, work. So I like that you talked about that, because that is important. You can't just let your relationship be about business all of the time. So thank you for sharing that. Callers, listen, take some time out. Valentine's Day is approaching. Take time out. Get your noses out the laptop. I just did that this weekend. Get your noses out the laptop and spend some time with your boo. Mr. Foster, we do not want to leave out the singles, sir. We have love for the singles. And you said it to you, know, you're single right now. Ladies, Mr. Foster is single, but you got to be ready.
To be honest with you, I think for a lot of people who don't know, not too long ago, it's been months now that I've been in a committed relationship, you know. But the thing about that and being in a committed relationship, I realize that it's work. I realize that, you know, it's an adjustment that there is such a compromising aspect that you have to do. I mean, I'm sure the married couples can contest to that more, or disagree or agree with it. But I'm just saying, for me, I mean, like, Arlene, I heard you say you're in a relationship now too. So that aspect, the one thing I will not compromise. I don't know if that's good or bad in any relationship that I will be in, is that I'm not gonna compromise me. Then I'm not Bill, and I'm sure not gonna die unhappy. If I'm going out, I want everybody to say, yo, he's happy, he's cutting up. I don't want to be the one like, oh,
and the one for you
out.
Will tolerate that, will accept that, will embrace it, because they appreciate you.
But it's all about finding what you want. You know, I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will Bill Forster be. You know what I'm saying? So I just...
No, that's a whole lot of years, Mr. President, to get to where we at right now.
Word, exactly.
It's always a beautiful thing when we all get together, family. I cannot believe how time has flown by. Callers, I invite you again to log on to the conversation series via Darlene's Utopia. Check out the clips. You can see more of Mr. Foster, more of Mrs. Daniel Flagler, Renee Daniel Flagler, more of Stephen and Tina King. Just more clips on great topics as it relates to relationships. In lieu of Valentine's Day being upon us in a couple of days, I wanted to ask my amazing guests what Valentine's Day meant to them. So if you will, Miss Renee, what does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Well, honestly, I don't specifically celebrate Valentine's Day, because we really do try to kind of show our love for each other every day. Valentine's Day is maybe just another opportunity to kind of just, you know, have another excuse to spend some time together and do some things together. On the serious note, we really did decide that we don't need a specific day. I mean, it's nice, you know, but we don't really need a specific day, that we need to tell each other we love and care for each other all the time. And being conscious of that, I think we started doing that more. So Valentine's, we have Valentine's Day every day when we're not mad at each other.
Thank you. You know, I want to be adopted by the Flagless because you all just look like you have the best times with each other. The King, what does it mean to you guys?
Well, for me, I mean, it means, and like Renee said, I mean, every day is Valentine's Day. Like, I mean, we have our spats and everything, but for the most part, Steve is very romantic. I'm very caring and giving. And, like, throughout the year, we do the flowers. We do the trips. We do the whole thing that many people just, you know, do the month of February or that special day. So, you know, we even got to the point where we would do the, you know, I'll get you a gift, you get me a gift. Listen, I told him recently, I said, how about we do this? Let's do something together. You don't have to surprise me to take me here. I surprise you and take you there. Let's collaborate and see what we'd like to do together. Because along with the couples organization that we have, we're already planning something to make other people's Valentine's Day special who may not have that throughout the year. So we're focusing on planning something for them and then trying to plan something for us. When we have that connection. We have that throughout the year. So I guess it's just the way, just that particular day we do something or that weekend we'll do something just because that's when everyone, you know, celebrates it and we'll just kind of, you know, just, you know, be in with that as well. But it's not like it's a, I mean, I'm not going to be Scrooge and say, oh, we don't believe in Valentine's Day. No, but honestly, if I can be, it's not, you know, something that's like, oh, Valentine's Day. I get that. It's all year. So I don't really stress that one day. And I believe that in any relationship, if your highlight of the relationship is Valentine's Day, and then the rest of the year it's like blah, then there's some work that needs to be done with that relationship because Valentine should not have that much of an impact on your relationship. It can enhance and it can help and it can be fun to do something together, but not that's the primary focus where you get flowers for that and then you don't get flowers for the next year. And also, I'll say to my ladies, don't just think of it as Valentine's Day is a holiday for us. We have to, if you have a good man, you have to appreciate him as well.
Did you want to say anything? And then we'll let Stephen close out that part. Did you have anything to say, Mr. Foster, on that?
Well, the bottom line is I echo what everybody else said about Valentine's. You know, if you're in a relationship, it's every day. Valentine's Day is really not big to me. I think it would depend on the woman that I'm with. If she feels a certain way, then I might. I mean, but I would really try to explain to her how I feel because I'm going to do all the other things before. I'm a giver. As much as I like to receive, I'm also a giver. But the bottom line is, if I care about you, one day does not depict how I'm going to treat you. Like I think Tina had elaborated on that earlier. So just if you love somebody, show up every day. Don't let one day be the day that you do all the things that all of a sudden, oh, I care about you, but then the next day you don't call her or you don't call him. So just love. If you're with the person, treat them like you want to be treated, and everything will turn out all right. And that's
thank you. 365, 24 hours a day.
That's right.
Exactly.
Steven?
For me, Darlene, I agree, again, with everybody. You know, Tina said it, she couldn't have said it better. You know, if your relationship is defined by the flowers and the candy that you buy on Valentine's Day, then there's an issue. You know, every day should be Valentine's Day. Every day should be a profession of love to your mate. And that's what keeps things, you know, spicy. That's what keeps things alive. Renee mentioned earlier on the willingness. You know, willingness is reciprocal. If I see that you're trying, that's going to make me want to try even that much harder, you know. And the more you try, the more they're going to try. And the next thing you know, whatever it is you were going through, you've gotten through. But for Valentine's Day, you know, a lot of it, too, depends on the individuals. If you as a couple are the hopeless romantic, you know, we don't want to kind of, you know, downplay, you know, the pomp and circumstance of Valentine's Day. So if that's your thing collectively, then do you. You know what I mean? For others who may not feel the need to go all out, because you can't go all out sometimes.
there's responsibilities, there's bills, there's kids. Like Tina said, we have kind of, you know, evolved from the I'm going to get her something really nice and surprise her to now we're at a point, babe, what are we going to do? You know, we're going to a nice event that a couple of friends of ours that we met through Complete Chocolate Couples, they're throwing an event, so we're going to go support them. And we're deciding whether we're going to go either to a concert, R&B concert, or a comedy concert. So,
but I don't trust Steven. If I can just throw this in, I don't trust them to think like this around Christmas time or it, like in the past. It's like, we're not going to do anything. We're going to just take care of the kids or the family. And then all of a sudden, there's a box, you know, waiting somewhere in the house when I walk in that room. So when we already agreed we wouldn't do it for each other this time.
Yeah.
But I don't trust them right now. So
that's a beautiful thing, though.
But now we've agreed, so we'll see.
So if I may, Darlene, you know, Renee talked earlier about, you know, the finding the balance in the relationship. And Tina and I have come up with what we believe is a fantastic tool to help you keep balance in your relationship. It's actually a daily relationship inventory. So we've come up with a relationship inventory that allows you on a daily basis to keep on top of those little things that help to keep a relationship alive and vibrant. Little things that you kind of take for granted and you forget about, just telling your mate that I love you. Did you tell your mate that you love them today? Okay? A lot of people, believe it or not, you know, you're rushing, you wake up late, you get out the house, you're worrying about the trains, you're worrying about all the paperwork that's waiting for you at the job, and you forget to tell your lifelong partner, your soulmate, I love you. You know, things like that. Did you tell them that they look good today? Did you compliment them today? You know, do you owe them an apology today? You know, name three things about your partner that you appreciate today. This helps you to, you know, we're firm believers that you get what you're looking for. And when you're forced to kind of, or you're encouraged, I should say, to appreciate or find things that you appreciate about your partner, not overall, but daily, then it helps you to look at them in that light that, wow, you know, I really got something good.
Steven, where can they find more information about this inventory? This is great stuff. Can they log on to your site? Is it through your coaching series? Is it a model that you're using? Where can they get more information about this? Because your site is actually, family, if you're on our page, you can log on to Complete Chocolate Couples from our blog page. Or if you're just on your laptop now, you can go into Complete Chocolate Couples, and there you will find more information about Steven and Tina. Now, is this something that you're coaching, or it's a tool that you're providing separate from the coaching or inclusive?
Well, it's kind of a tool that we use in our coaching, but we're more than willing to share it with anybody who is interested. So you can, first of all, you can join our Facebook page, 38,000 strong and counting, Complete Chocolate Couples, the movement on Facebook. You can hit us up on our website, completechocolatecouples.com, or you can email us directly at info@completechocolatecouples.com. And we'll be more than happy to share any of our tools with those in need.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you and those numbers. That's amazing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Ms. Flagler, you're welcome. Ms. Flagler, where can the people find you?
On my website, which is my name, ReneeDanielFlagler.com. I can be located on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I also write romance under the name of Nikki Knight. I'm there, living it there.
Thank you so much. And family, again, you can log on directly. These links are directly on our Blog Talk Radio page. You can log on directly to our guest's page from our page. And Mr. Foster, Real Talk Chronicles, we have our fan page, correct, and our website as well?
Yes, exactly. And I have a Facebook page. So everything is Real Talk Chronicles on Facebook, website, Real Talk Chronicles, altogether.com. If you want to email me, you can realtalkcomicals@gmail.com.
And I have introduced you to those that are important to me. These are not just my networking affiliates. This is family right here. As Stephen always says, Stephen, what do you say? Your family, when you come into the house, we do what?
You can go into the fridge and you don't have to ask.
You don't have to ask. This is what it's about right here. Real love, real family. We encourage all of you to expand your networks to individuals that you can be transparent with and grow. It is important. It is so important to have great people in your life, in your relationships. And as Renee said, not just relationships with men and women. We're talking about siblings, friends, networking partners, business partners, great people. And I'm glad that I have just that. And again, I've shared them with you all on the call this evening. I wish you all a very special Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Make sure that it extends that day until we meet again. Be well.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's host and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.